You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah! This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because Jesus is on the throne, and God that we serve is the only living God, and we have the Holy Spirit, Reshandaya, to comfort us and to guide us and to as our advocate. So on this day, we are looking to Christ Jesus. We are continuing to look to Christ Jesus. Welcome to this hour of prayer. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus, the hour of prayer. I am Mika, and you are blessed. And this is where we worship together. We pray together. Amen. Hallelujah. This is participatory. Okay, hallelujah. So I'm praying that you are praying and worshiping, hallelujah, and even louder than me, that I can hear you in spirit. Amen, hallelujah. Thank you so much, Father God. We acknowledge you right now, hallelujah. We love you right now, hallelujah. We humble ourselves right now, hallelujah. We quiet ourselves right now, hallelujah. Reshanda basaya. We quiet our minds to the best of our ability. We quiet our hearts to the best of our ability. We still ourselves to this moment. Lord God, we come before you in fear and trembling. We come before you humbly. We come before you in a repentive fashion, O God. We are but filthy rags, and we thank you, O God, that you are the one that is washing us clean, that you are the one who is purifying us and creating us a clean heart and renewing a right spirit in us. And you, O God, you are cleaning up our lives and cleaning up the mess and tending to the chaos and causing your light to disrupt the darkness in our lives, in our minds, in our hearts. Oh God, we thank you, Reshanda Basanda. We glorify you. We acknowledge you right now, hallelujah. We acknowledge you, oh God. We recognize you as our source, you as our help, you as our guide, you as our shepherd, you as our healer, you as our provider, you as our way maker, you as our redeemer, you as our savior, you as our everlasting father, you as our mountain mover, you, oh God, as our resurrector, you, oh God. Ah, you, oh God, as our source, you, oh God, as our life, you, oh God, as our way, you, oh God, as our truth, you, oh God, as our success, you, oh God, Rebasanda Boshia, as our peace, our shalom, you, oh God, hallelujah, as our banner, you, oh God, the one fighting on our behalf, you, oh God, defending us, You, O God, avenging us. You, O God, promoting us. You, O God, exalting us. You, O God, Arabashaya, Arabasandaya, reconciling. You, O God, doing the hard thing. You, O God, doing the easy thing. You, O God. Somebody say, you, oh God. Yes, you, Lord. And so as we approach your throne of grace boldly, somebody say, I'm approaching his throne of grace boldly on this day. God wants us to come to him boldly. God wants us to ask him boldly. According to him being the all possible, all things possible, all things possible with you, God. God wants us to expect from him according to all things possible. And so we say yes to elevating our minds and our prayer life and our thought life and our asking life. All things are possible, and there's nothing too hard for you, and even exalting our believing life. Hallelujah. In casting down that doubt that rises up in us, and that unbelief that rises up in us, and put it under our feet. Hallelujah. That in this season, I'm believing, and I'm going to believe until I feel it. I'm going to believe until I'm an absolute one with it. Take our belief system, oh God, in you and what you are able to do to a whole nother level. We be asking God, hallelujah, and it's nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm. But we be asking God, like, to take me to another level, Lord God, in the natural, in my profession, in my bank account. And it's nothing wrong with it. But I believe that God wants to take our believing system to a whole nother level in him. Our faith walk to a whole nother level in him. Our trusting to a whole nother level. Our faith talk to a whole nother level. Ah, Jesus! Help us in this day, our prayer life to a whole nother level, our worship life to a whole nother level, our prayer life even to a deeper level. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God, our reading of his word to a whole nother level, our studying the scripture to a whole nother level, our sensitivity to the Holy Spirit to a whole nother level. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Thank you, Lord. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of Your goodness, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We need you, Holy Spirit. We need you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. And we thank you for welcoming us into your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that even I'm slowing down to just the simplicity of thank you, Holy Spirit, that I dare not get ahead of the Holy Spirit in my own agenda, but we come seeking the agenda of the Holy Spirit, the plan of the Holy Spirit, the way of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, rain on us. Coat us with your presence. Overwhelm us right now with your presence. Hallelujah. Help us with your presence, by your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Listen, the Holy Spirit has not let me leave this place. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I hope you're joining me. And thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Us just even in this place of saying thank you, Holy Spirit, is taking our eyes and our mind and our thoughts off of what we know is going on the earth and setting it on heaven. Setting our eyes on heaven, setting our mind on heaven, setting our thoughts on heaven, setting our ways on heaven, setting our speech on heaven. We set ourselves on you, God, on heavenly things, and allow you to take care of the earthly things. We present ourselves unto you right now, a living sacrifice, a holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, that we be not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds. We dedicate ourselves to you right now, Holy Spirit. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in our relationships. Have your way in our monies. Have your way in our families. Have your way in our circumstances. Have your way, hallelujah, in our medical conditions. Have your way, resataya, in our mental conditions. Have your way, hallelujah, rebasaya, with our children. Have your way, hallelujah, even with our grandchildren and our nieces and nephews. Have your way in the schools. Have your way in the marketplace. Have your way in our careers. Have your way with the purpose that is that God has for us. Have your way concerning the promises that God has spoken over us. Have your way in delivering the healing that you have for us. Have your way. Ah, have your way. Have your way. We move out of the way. We move out of the way so that you may have your way. May we submit to your way on this day. May we surrender to your way on this day. May we dedicate ourselves to your way on this day. May we commit ourselves to your way on this day. May we humble ourselves to your way on this day. May we attach ourselves to your way on this day. May we familiarize ourselves, reshandarabosia, to your way on this day. May we conform to your way on this day. May we cleave to your way on this day. Your way is the sure way, the trusty way, the guaranteed way. Even when, oh, I just even hear you, Holy Spirit, thank you. Even when God's ways are not like our ways and we find ourselves following God and his ways and it starts to look a little iffy, like maybe I took the wrong turn, chose the wrong thing, went the wrong way. Because this doesn't look like that it could be God's way. But may we fasten ourselves to your way. Hallelujah. Fastening ourselves to your way. We thank you, Christ Jesus, that you are the way, that you are the truth, hallelujah, and you are our life. And we say, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have your way. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. We listen for your way. We wait. We wait on your way. We wait for your way. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. And as the Holy Spirit takes me, I'm reminded of Ruth and how Ruth chose to cleave to Naomi's way, but really she was cleaving to Yahweh's way, to Adonai's way, to God's way, to the Lord's way. Even when we can't see a step ahead of us, two steps ahead of us, I'm choosing your way, God. When it doesn't make sense, I'm choosing your way, oh God. When it's not under, when my own understanding is not registering this, I'm choosing your way, oh God. When it's clashing with everything that I know and what everyone is saying, I'm choosing your way, oh God. So listen, in the book of Ruth, some of us may know the story and be so familiar with it. Some of us, it may be new. Some of us in the in-between. Amen. Hallelujah. And just in the shortness of Ruth is one of the leading characters, or the leading character, being that the book is named after her. And she is a Moabite woman. She lives in Moab, and there's a family with Naomi and Elimelech and his their two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, and they move to Moab because of a famine happening in Bethlehem, Judah. And when they move to Moab, this foreign land, Naomi and Elimelech's two sons marry Ruth and Orpah. The men of the family die. Naomi becomes bitter, and she even says, "Call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me." Who is feeling like that? The hand that they are being dealt in this season, or that they've been dealt, is one of a bitterness, sadness, loneliness, lackingness. I said it, lackingness. That even the hope is dim. The faith is dim. And so Naomi says, I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. But on the way, when she decides to go back to Bethlehem, Judah, because she finds out that the season had turned and had changed. And now they're in the harvest and they're in a feasting and an abundant season. Somebody say, my season is changing. God, your season is changing. Your season is changing from an asking to an answering. From us praying of certain things and the God answering those certain things. Hallelujah. And so as she prepares to go back to her homeland, to the land of God, she tells her daughter-in-laws to turn back, like, don't go with me, because even if I was to have sons, they won't, like, by the time they get old, will you still be around to, like, will you wait for them to get old enough in order for you to marry, right? So it didn't make sense for Ruth to follow Naomi. It didn't make sense in that moment. Orpah kissed her mother-in-law and she returned back to Moab. But Ruth, she clave unto her mother-in-law. And she said, behold, this is Naomi says, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. It made more sense for Ruth to return back. I hear the Lord. Don't give up on what God has spoken to you and what God has showed you. Don't consider the things that we are seeing in the natural and allow that to cause us to make a permanent decision off of something that is temporary. When it doesn't make sense to cleave to God and to hold on, cleave to him and hold on to him. Ah, Shandarabos. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And again, she's speaking to Naomi, but really she's speaking to God. In the book of Ruth, God is in the shadows. And just because some of us may not be hearing God, seeing God, it may be quiet, God is in the shadows. God is right there on the scene. And so Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whether thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people and thy God, my God. Where thou diest, will I die. And there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also if aught but death part thee in me. And when Naomi saw that she was steadfastly minded, come on, somebody. I'm steadfastly minded. I'm steadfastly minded, not giving up. I'm not considering that which is to the left or to the right of me. I'm not considering what man is saying. I'm not considering even what I'm feeling. The only thing I'm considering is my faith. I'm steadfast. I'm not moving until the Lord blesses me. I'm not moving. I'm not going to stop praying. I'm not gonna stop seeking. I'm not gonna stop worshiping. I'm not gonna stop reading my word. I'm not going to stop. Shanda reboskiandreya. So she was steadfastly minded to go with her. Then she left speaking unto her. So they went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass when they were come to Bethlehem that all the city was moved about them. And they said, is this Naomi? And she said unto them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. And I just want to stop right there as the Holy Spirit leads that let us not call ourselves or speak from the things that we're seeing right now. Hallelujah. Let us agree with heaven and speak what heaven is saying about us and about the situation and about the condition and about the circumstance and about the people. Let us agree with and echo heaven. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Verse 21, I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? Somebody say it's turning around. Somebody say it's not going to stay this way forever. Somebody say God is hears me. Somebody say God is answering. Somebody say God sees and God understands and God knows and God is moving in such a way that I can't even ask, think, or imagine. That my eyes haven't seen, my ears haven't heard, neither has entered into my heart or the heart of man. Somebody say God is doing that which will not only surprise me, but those around me. Rishaya. Somebody say God is doing the supernatural and the impossible. And it's not by a might nor by power, but by his spirit. So Naomi returned. Come on, y'all. Can we have some Bible reading time? Because this is how the Holy Spirit is leading. Can we have some Bible reading time? Scripture informs us that faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. And we need to hear. 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 In fact, in the early church, amen, in the ancient hallelujah times of worship and in Old Testament times, they would just get up and read the scrolls. They would gather just to hear the Torah, to hear the word. What about if we just gathered and hear a whole book? We read a whole book. Trusting the Holy Spirit is ministering to us. Trusting and knowing that the word is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, even to the piercing, the dividing asunder, soul, spirit, joint, marrow, and is a discerner of the intents and of the heart. Hallelujah. So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. And just so happened, so Ruth says, let me go out and work. Let me now go to the field in verse 2 and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace. And Naomi said unto her, go, my daughter. And Ruth ends up in the field, in Boaz's field, Boaz is the owner of this field, and she finds favor with Boaz. Amen. And she's gleaning after the gleaners. So she's the very least, the very last. Amen. Hallelujah. And she finds favor with the head. Come on, somebody. She couldn't write this or plan this if she wanted to. And what God is doing with us, we couldn't write and plan if we wanted to. Our own little goals of goal setting can't even, God is surpassing that. So she finds favor with Boaz. She presents herself to Boaz. Come on, going boldly. Come on, as God leads us and tells us to move, we going boldly. They end up marrying. And she has a son who Naomi, who is old in age, Naomi nurses. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody, impossible. Come on, somebody, impossible. That who God quickens the dead things. Come on, somebody, quickening and doing, again, the impossible. And so in the women, and this is the, chapter 4, verse 14, and the women said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel, and he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thine own age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath borne him. And Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom and became nurse unto it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi. And they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now, these are the generations of Perez, and Perez begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram, and Ram begot Aminadab, and Aminadab begot Nashon, and Nashon begot Salmon, and Salmon begot Boaz, and Boaz begot Obed, and Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David. And we know that it is out of this line, this lineage, that Jesus comes out. So what we're doing and what we're continuing to do is trust God with our life, as he is a restorer of our life, as he is nourisher of our life, as he is the one that has our life already planned out, and he has the blueprint, and he has plans and promises for us that is better than. And so, God, we thank you for meeting us in this place, that as we go where you go, say what you say, follow you, seek you, cleave to you, trust you, sit with you, wait for you, follow your way. Thank you that we're seeing how you love us by your miracles, signs, and wonders, how you love us of doing that which we deem impossible. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Ruth went from single to married to a child. It didn't even seem like it would happen when she said, no, I'm going where you go. I'm cleaving to you. Some of us may be standing in a place where it doesn't even seem like it's going to happen. Oh, it's happening. So God, I thank you for blessing everyone under the sound of my voice. I thank you for your hand on them and on their lives. I thank you for moving by your outstretched hand. I thank you for delivering. I thank you for helping. I thank you for answering. I thank you for resurrecting. I thank you, oh God, for us gaining faith. Lord God, I thank you that in this week, we're choosing faith. We're choosing you. We're choosing to agree with you, oh God. We're choosing to surrender. We're choosing to submit. We're choosing, oh God, to trust. We're choosing, we're expecting, we're believing, We're hearing. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for getting us in the hearing place, which means maybe we need to be a little bit more quiet so that we can hear. Lord, I thank you for making a way out of no way for your children. Thank you for moving the mountains. Thank you for opening the doors. Thank you for providing. Thank you for giving the ideas and the insight. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. In Jesus' name, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Viko Neka, Isa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. That's the Hebrew Shalom. Listen, I see you back here. We're not stopping. We're not stopping. So let's gather again next Thursday, 5 o'clock. Hallelujah. Pacific Standard Time. Tell a friend, tell a brother, tell a sister, tell a foe, tell a mother, tell a cousin, tell anybody, everybody. Let's bombard heaven. Let's seek heavenly things and have God give us heaven on earth. Amen. In Jesus' name, I love you and God loves you so much more. God bless. Shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.